Hello and good morning, folks. Welcome to the Belfast Men's Health Group podcast with Dr. Kevin Breslin, Senior Lecturer in Sport and Exercise at Ulster University. Today, Kevin will give us some advice and guidance for men coping with the COVID pandemic and how exercise is good for our mental health. So, Gavin, thanks very much for agreeing to have a wee chat with us. You're very welcome. And I suppose the first question is, just tell us a wee bit about Gavin Breslin, maybe a wee bit of your background, what your influences are, or anything like that, or how would you describe yourself?
Okay, cheers. Thanks very much, Paul, for the invite. It's great to take part and to be part of Belfast Men's Health Group as well. My name is Dr. Gavin Breslin. I'm based at Ulster University, and I'm a senior lecturer there. Working in the Bamford Centre for Mental Health, and I look at the area of physical activity and mental health and the benefits of that. I guess in terms of my background, I'm a psychologist. I've trained in psychology for a number of years, but I've also worked in mental health as well. And I guess I've been doing quite a bit of work on looking at children's, adolescents and adults' links with physical activity and exercise. But I'm also a huge advocate of running as well.
Mm-hmm. And I see, doing a wee bit of a read-up to try and get a wee bit of information about you. I see that you've books out there. You've been involved in plenty of research. And in fact, one of the research pieces that I read was on park run and running. So, as a park runner myself, can you tell us a wee bit about park run? What is park run, and what are the benefits of park run that you found through your research?
Yeah, well, I was invited to do a bit of a review of the benefits of exercise with parkrun, and there's an article, was it launched on the 3rd of February during lockdown, and we know the parkrun hasn't been on the go since COVID, and there's been more virtual type of parkruns, and I guess there's huge benefits, and I reviewed the evidence for that article. And we know that park run provides an opportunity to exercise essentially on a Saturday morning, and that could be for adults, and there's children's park run as well. Mm-hmm. And the benefits to exercise have been well shown for the physical health benefits. For the mental health benefits, we know that running, for example, can, and for those who are runners, we can see that there's lower depression levels, anxiety, and stress symptoms compared to non-runners. We also know that running can increase well-being as well, so sort of the positive dimensions. It makes us feel good in terms of our body image. It can help our confidence. It can overall make us feel happy as well, and reduce levels of tension. So when people do go to park run, what they get is an experience of running, which is the physiological experience and the psychological experience. But I think there's something more powerful in park run, that it provides us psychologically with some of the psychological basic needs. And what do I mean by that? Mm-hmm. I guess we get an opportunity to meet people, mm-hmm. so we can connect with them. Yeah. So we're getting that whole component of social relatedness. And in psychology, we know that one of our basic psychological needs is social relatedness, being able to connect with people. Although it might seem a bit artificial that we go somewhere to do that, it does provide people with an opportunity, perhaps those who don't have as many connections, to connect with others in a very friendly type atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It also builds us in terms of confidence. Once we do park run, we sort of feel that we can achieve it, we can do it, and we can get round. And one of the successes of park run is across the years has been developed. The personal best for people may increase, but the overall running time for people has increased. So it's people who don't usually run actually come along to park run and actually take part and can achieve a level of running for themselves that they feel good about as a result.
Mm-hmm. As a park runner, I'm getting close to my 250, get my free t-shirt.
Well done, brilliant.
Absolutely. I have to say, I absolutely love it. I love parkrun. it ticks all those boxes of like take five steps to mental health and well-being, you know, that connectedness, yeah. The physical activity, the world around us, all that. But for me, it also, after the park run is done and finished, we head into the coffee shop for, well, before, obviously before COVID, into the coffee shop for a scone and a cup of coffee. And then we sit there for maybe an hour and have a chat. And I have to say, I love that bit of it, but I also love the fact that you can get your personal best. You can have that competitive element if that's what you choose. And I guess as a man, I do like a wee bit of competitiveness to what parkrun can provide as well. But the other thing, Gavin, is the giving back. So the volunteering. I've never volunteered, but at parkrun, I volunteer as one of the volunteers for parkrun, so that you're giving back, and it's not like work. It builds confidence. You get friends out of it. You get an opportunity to public speak if that's what you choose. There's a vast number of sort of tasks or jobs, if you want, from timekeeping or whatever. As you know, being a parkrunner, it really is a brilliant idea. But that's just my own personal thing. But the other thing that I would say is Couch to 5K. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I think any encouragement for people to be more active is great. You know, there's loads of different motivational factors. Some people might be motivated to try and achieve something. Somebody might be motivated to meet someone else. So there's huge amounts. Some people might be motivated because it's a health reason. They feel as if they have to do it for themselves or for their families. So I think any encouragement for physical activity and exercise, as we know from the public health guidelines as well, is great. I think how we do it, and I think this is where we have to be really smart as well as scientists, but also as park runners or Couch to 5K or any exercise we take part in, is that we get something beyond just the physical movement. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you sort of described it there in doing park run, and then the hour afterwards, to you that lifts you, perhaps lifts mood, connects you with people. And it's probably beyond that, there could be connections afterwards with maybe phone calls, or do you want to do another run, or maybe join a club, or it just opens us up. And I think as men, one of the challenges we have is sometimes speaking about our challenges, our mental health challenges in particular. So the more opportunities we have to be with others, or even if that's virtually or in person, I think that's really encouraging. Mm-hmm. And I say, with science is getting smarter in this, there's a huge amount of work now going into the co-production. So it's working with the public to try and see what would work for you, as opposed to scientists saying you should do this, or public health saying you should do this. So it's a huge amount of work in terms of developing different resources, listening to people's personal views, and then trying to see how we could work together in terms of changing physical activity for the benefits of mental health or physical health.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're not going to be able to answer this one, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When do you think parkrun will open up again here for us? Any thoughts or ideas? I suppose that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think there's definitely from vibrancy from the park runner, administrators and stuff, to try and get it moving again. Mm-hmm. But again, we just have to wait on public health guidance and mm-hmm. restrictions in that. We know it's 15 people can now exercising in a group. We don't know if that could change, you know, just mm-hmm. as the COVID pandemic goes on. Yeah. Optimistically, what I've been trying to do is trying to do the sort of the virtual type of runs to keep me running, mm-hmm. but also to share some of the experiences from that, whether that's online or perhaps running with one other individual, mm-hmm. and having a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. That it never stops once you get, and one thing about that parkrun did for me was it gave you a timed run. It gives you the opportunity to run with others. It you got friends out of it, and as I say, afterwards, that social interaction, absolutely wonderful. And you've answered that next question there that I had about men, and or I suppose, what about self-care? What do you do to look after your own self-care, Gavin, physically and mentally? Is there anything that you do above and beyond running that you could share with other guys listening to this?
Well, yeah, I guess there's loads of different things in terms of the resources and stuff we've developed. I guess what I personally do, as well as running, I've looked at ways of trying to see how I could make running more interesting. Mm-hmm. This sort of came out of a conversation just at the park gates of picking my kids up from school, and one of the other followers actually saying that he runs. But it would be good to run with others, and I was thinking the same. And we know that park runs is not run at the minute, so we run together, and we have been for the last few weeks. So there's small ways in which you can try and create your own sort of personal relationships or a chance to connect, and it's trying to take advantage of those. Mm-hmm. So that's one in around running. I run a lot more with my wife than I ever ran before, and that's probably because of lockdown and stuff as well. Mm-hmm. And that's been quite encouraging as well, in terms of being able to get under the fresh air. Mm-hmm. Other things I do, I'm an advocate of music. I love listening to music, but I play guitar, not very well. Mm-hmm. But what I do is I find that that's a different world again. You know, mm-hmm. I took lessons during lockdown, virtual lessons of guitar, to try and learn something new. And that opened up a whole community of, I'm not saying musicians, but another community of learning.
Yes.
And what that allows me to do is sit in a room and actually go through some chords, some different types of music, try different types of music, listen, encourage to listen to other types of music as well that I wouldn't listen to before, and then things like that.
Brilliant.
But other things as well is maybe just taking stock. Sometimes the walk at night, and I live in Lisburn, so I would, once I get the kids to bed, maybe go for a short walk, especially if I've done a run during the day. So it's getting out, maybe listen to podcasts or listening to music. I've been doing a lot more, connections with my family in terms of always in calls with them. Before lockdown, during the week, I would probably increase the number of times, maybe call some of my brothers or maybe my parents to check in on them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And connections with neighbours as well, having the conversation over the fence. And also, I remember during the time of the NHS clapping it on a Thursday night, mm-hmm. I found that really, really good, because a lot of the neighbours came out to the end of their driveways, and maybe neighbours that probably wouldn't have been out and you wouldn't have seen as much, where there's connection being made there as well. Mm-hmm. So there's some things in and around there. There's just the sort of social connections with family, with community. And then there's the piece sort of just reflection, my time, which is my guitar time or my music time. And I think they're really important. All other ways we've encouraged athletes, for example, go through, and we sort of defined COVID and discussed with athletes just as a stressful transition stage. You know, let's talk about elite athletes and mm-hmm. how perhaps the Olympics has affected them, or perhaps their training has been affected, especially if they're in team sports. And it's working with them to sort of be able to put, a definition or maybe some goals in around what they can do in terms of their getting ready to sort of come back to the new normal, as they're calling it.
Mm-hmm. I think that not everything that's come out of COVID has been bad, because you've just highlighted half a dozen things there that have been positive, and maybe had COVID not visited us, we wouldn't have done it. So not everything coming out of COVID bad. The last question is, now Gavin, that time has gone by very, very quickly, is a more sort of lighthearted question now, and that is, what is your dream job? Now before we go anywhere, that you're not allowed to say you're in your dream job. Now, you might well be, but if they could sprinkle gold dust or sparkly dust, what would you fancy trying?
Wow, this is a big question. I enjoy what I do. So what would I do? I think it would be great to be part of some sort of big music tour.
there you go.
So the interest in music, I like Bruce Springsteen quite a bit and some of the big players.
Yes.
So a dream job that will never happen would be perhaps to be supporting some sort of a big band as they're going around. Maybe as they work with some athletes in terms of their psychological performance, maybe there's a niche there with working with musicians on their psychological performance. And if not, if they need a guitar player, I think I know three chords that might help them.
There you go, the Beatles, I think, they had three chords. There you go, you're in right away. Well, I'm taking a speak to Bruce Springsteen, sure to get you.
Gavin, you're a star.
Thank you. Thanks very much for taking the time to have a wee yarn with us. That was great. Really beneficial. And fingers crossed we get plenty of listeners. And once you become more proficient on the old guitar, maybe I'll give you a call back and you can play a few strings for us.
It sounds like a contract in the making.
There you go.
Oh, that's great. Thanks very much.
Gavin, thank you. Now take care. All the best.
Too.